National Wildlife Refuge Week may have been last week, but these public lands are important to animals and plants year-round. There are about 600 wildlife refuges across the country, including nearly two dozen in Montana. The refuge system is the only public land system managed first and foremost for wildlife. Christian Hunt with Defenders of Wildlife says most major cities are within an hour's drive of one.
These places provide sanctuary to wildlife and really human access to nature in a world where both are becoming increasingly rare.
Hunt says the refuge system supports about a third of all species listed as endangered. He says that's critical, especially in light of a recent study that showed wildlife populations have declined nearly 70% since 1970. Hunt says one of the biggest threats to refuges is the lack of funds. Defenders of Wildlife argues the system needs $1 billion, but currently is allotted only about half that.
Dollars are needed to provide all these services that people and wildlife both depend on in the larger refuge system.
Between 2010 and 2022, the refuge system has lost 25% of its staff. But Hunt notes that visitation has skyrocketed to these lands by 38% over that period.
That's a shame because refuges provide immense economic benefits to local communities, billions of dollars. They support thousands of jobs and they generate a lot of economic output for the communities that surround these places.
In Montana, some of the refuges include the Lost Trail National Wildlife Refuge, Medicine Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and the National Bison Range. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.